Welcome to Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. This program is a production of This Family Radio Station. Now here's your host for today's edition of Community Issues.
I'm Larry Vavrick, and our first guest on today's program is Beverly Jerkowski. Beverly serves as co-chair of the United Way Retiree Group at United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, and we welcome you, Beverly. So good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to tell you about what we did this past Wednesday here in Milwaukee on behalf of our veterans.
Well, first of all, Beverly, could you give our listeners an overview of the United Way Retiree Group and, as you mentioned, your annual day of service?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The United Way Retiree Advisory Group really should be called an action group because we're a group of retirees, obviously, from across the four-county area that we serve. And we really wanted to mobilize people that had a lot of experience, first of all, in the workforce, and now, in theory, might have some extra time on their hands to use that experience in a good way. And, you know, it's kind of a two-way street. We provide a channel for retired people to volunteer and get involved in the community, to continue their support of United Way. So we give them that channel, but then we also have the opportunity from a United Way standpoint to embrace those talents, those enthusiasms, the commitment. And we found working with retired people, having come out of the workforce, regardless of what they did, they're punctual. They've got great work habits. They stick to things when we have projects to do and help us get them done. And we have fun. And the commitment that we ask of them is not overwhelming by any means. For example, this past Wednesday, we had our annual day of service that we call that for our retiree group. And we pick a different activity every year to get involved and have volunteers come and help us. 2 years ago, we worked with ARP and prepared emergency kits that we gave out to seniors, something to keep in their home in case of a disaster. We're fortunate here in Wisconsin not to have too many natural disasters. We had snowstorms in winter, but we know how to deal with that. But there are other disasters that might occur in a home, whether it's a fire or some other activity, and these kits were really useful to get into the hands of our seniors so that they had something to grab when they either had to evacuate the home or leave the home for some reason. Well, this past Wednesday, we did an activity with a focus on our veterans because the group felt this was a group that needs to continually be affirmed for what they did for our country. And we put together what we call veterans cheer kits. And the kits included a fun little stress ball, a deck of cards, some information about United Way, a little calling card with access to 211, which is a community services hotline, a stamped envelope should they wish to write to somebody or send somebody a card or a well wishes or what have you. So it was just a really neat opportunity to bring retired people together. We assembled these kits this morning. We actually assembled 2,500 of them. And then we took them and distributed them. We actually went over to the Zablocki Veterans Center here in the Milwaukee area and distributed, took 1,900 kits there for them to distribute to veterans. And another 50 or so are going to be going to the Fisher House, which is a on-site residence near the Zablocki Medical Center, so that families visiting hospitalized veteran can have one of these kits to enjoy them during their visit. And then the balance of them are going through Interfaith, and they'll be getting them out to the various centers where they operate. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We had about 70 people today here, putting these kits together, assembling them, writing thank you notes to the veterans, which is a key part of the kit. So all in all, we definitely declared the day a success.
Well, Beverly, how do you choose the project that you're going to spend the day of service on each year?
Our committee, really, it's a collaborative effort in coming up with the ideas. We work with wonderful staff here at United Way of Greater Milwaukee, Waukesha County. We listen to our members on the committee who raise up different ideas in terms of what should our outreach look like this year, you know, how hands-on do we want it to be. And it can range, I mean, we have a whole laundry list of ideas coming up, whether it's reading with kids, doing more of these type of things where we're assembling and giving out. We also had, for this past year, a wonderful sponsor, a wonderful corporate sponsor that helped provide the funding for some of the materials that we actually had in the kit. And that corporate sponsor this year is Depend. Without their help, we would not have been able to put these materials together. So the ideas are kind of free-flowing. You know, once again, this committee represents people from many different walks of life. And through maybe some of their other volunteer activities, they're aware of a need in the community. And so we as a group evaluate those and then decide what do we want to do for the day of service.
Well, you were mentioning to me, Beverly, that you're a native of Milwaukee and really dedicated to the city. And I'd like to have you share personally what being co-chair of the United Way Retiree Group means to you and working with these projects.
Being the co-chair of this has been extremely rewarding. As I've been a resident here of the area all my life, worked here, was very fortunate to have a wonderful career here. During that career, I was tapped as part of my job assignment to administer or run the United Way Workplace Giving Campaign for the employers that I worked for. And while it initially was an assignment, it became a real labor of love because I was able to see firsthand, literally firsthand, the work that United Way did. Our United Way here has the Season of Caring, where we match employee groups or volunteer groups with various needs at the agencies that have programs that are funded through our United Way. And that gave me and several of my coworkers at my first job a firsthand look at some of these agencies and what they do. And we got to meet staff. We got to meet the people they serve. At one of the agencies, we actually cooked a meal and served it to the residents, gave the staff a night off, but we got to meet with people that were in this care facility, and it was unbelievably rewarding and touching. So from that day forward, I've always enjoyed doing those activities because I could see the direct one-to-one impact that United Way had. And then, of course, being part of the campaign for years and years and years, when those stories that the marketing people will get out in front of people to show the real impact on individuals, on families, and in particular, and then Carissa might talk about this. I'm going to throw a football to her here to pick it up, but we are very proud here in Milwaukee of addressing a critical concern, and that's the teen pregnancy rate. And I don't have the number statistics in front of me, but the teen pregnancy rate was a horrible problem or issue in our community. And through a wonderful collaboration with the city of Milwaukee, the health department, and a number of other agencies, we've worked to diminish that teen pregnancy rate, which really helps build stronger families for the future. So seeing some of those concrete actions or results that United Way delivers has just encouraged me to continue to be part of it. And I really can't imagine life without a year without being part of a campaign.
Well, very well said, Beverly. And do you have any closing comments for our WMWK listeners about the United Way Retiree Group or any other aspect of the wonderful work you're doing there?
I'd really like to encourage people to be involved in their community in whatever way they can, and look to United Way to help you get involved if you don't have a starting point. United Way's doors are always open in a manner of speaking, and we are more than happy to connect people who have energy and desire to help share their talents and their time. It's a win-win for everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Beverly, and we look forward to having you back with us in the future and share about the retiree group and the work you're doing there.
Thank you, Larry.
Next on WMWK, we're visiting with Carissa Grietebeck, Manager of Corporate Volunteerism for United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, and we welcome you, Carissa.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Could you share about your efforts there in volunteerism at United Way and your involvement with Wednesday's project for the Retiree Day of Service?
Sure. So United Way is a worldwide organization that obviously works to address critical needs in communities and inspire people to do something about those challenges. Our big tagline is give, advocate, volunteer. And I would say historically, United Ways have always been really good about talking about the giving portion and the importance of financially supporting your community, supporting communities, community organizations that help people that need it. But we haven't done a lot of talking about the other two things, being advocacy, so using your voice to talk about issues going on in your community, to be more aware, to share that information with others. And then lastly, the volunteer piece, which is really about encouraging people to use their time and talents to really actively make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. And luckily, my role here at United Way is really all about that last piece, about connecting people, organizations, families to really meaningful and impactful ways that they can make a difference in their community. We really push that volunteerism should be easy easy. It should be fun. It should be a way for you to learn more about your community, but also feel more a part of your community. So we really inspire people. We send out about 10,000 different volunteers each year to different projects across a 4-county region. Some of these volunteer experiences are one time, meaning that we're sending people out to do a particular task, work on a particular project, build something that wasn't previously there. But we also are placing people in very ongoing volunteer experiences where perhaps weekly they're going and tutoring children, reading to children, spending time with older adults on a frequent basis. So we have a wide variety of different opportunities that really resonate with everyone in our community, and everyone can find their place as a volunteer. So here in Milwaukee, we're blessed that we have people that want to give back financially as well as through their time. It's a very rich community. People really enjoy giving back, enjoy learning more about what's going on. And the United Way is just one organization that helps people do that.
Carissa, is there a special memory or anything about volunteerism in your years with United Way that is especially meaningful for you to share with our listeners?
Sure. A few years ago, United Way Worldwide kind of released a goal in that they wanted each individual community to encourage and place people in volunteer roles as readers, tutors, and mentors. We knew that youth in many communities might not necessarily have that positive adult role model in their lives, not have that when they go home. So we wanted to inspire more people to volunteer in that type of capacity. So here in Milwaukee, we set a goal to recruit 3,000 volunteers to step up in that way over a period of 3 years. And we were so proud to say that by the end of that third year, we had recruited well over 4,500 people who stepped up into those ongoing roles. So those were definitely not just one-time experiences. It was people who were committing to be on a journey with a young person as a mentor for a year, maybe even more, read to children on a weekly basis, tutor them on a bi-weekly basis. So really seeing that many community members who said, we care about our youth. We want them to have that positive adult role model. We want to make a really active difference. It was very, very inspiring. And just to see that we completely bypassed that goal and that how many children's lives were changed because of it was just so incredible. So I was so thankful to be part of that.
Well, very well said, Carissa. And in closing, could you give our listeners the contact number if someone listening would like to find out about volunteer opportunities that United Way provides at different locations in the community or any other aspect of volunteer?
Sure. I'm going to provide the information, obviously, for the greater Milwaukee area. You can go to our website, which is unitedwaygmwc.org/volunteer. Also, you can call our direct line, which is area code 414-263-8100. Otherwise, for listeners who are in other communities, the beauty about United Way is you really can find a local office in most every community, so they can definitely connect you to meaningful ways that you can make a difference and really showcase what the needs are in your local community.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Carissa.
Thank you.
Our guests on today's program in serving the greater Milwaukee community was Carissa Grietebeck, Manager of Corporate Volunteerism for United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, and prior to Carissa, we visited with Beverly Jurkowski, co-chair of the United Way Retiree Group. Larry Vavrick on WMWK.
This has been Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Family Stations Incorporated. Thanks for listening today, and join us next week at this same time for another edition of Community Issues.